Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, inviting you to the music of Poulenc, Machaut, Bosniak, Thomas Kukilian, Henry Dumont, and Marc-Anton Charpentier. This visit is called Postmarked France. Guillaume de Machaut was the most renowned composer of poetry and music in the 14th century of France, and the Orlando Consort brought us the opening number on this visit. The song had three parts: When Love Entered My Heart, Love and Perfect Beauty, and Very Bitter. The music has multi-rhythms, and much of Machaut's compositions were secular. Now some music by Francis Poulenc. It's a short cantata that describes a winter scene. It is scored for mixed chorus with six parts. The English titles are Great Lumps of Snow, The Beautiful Snow, Scarred Woods, and The Night, the Cold, and Loneliness. Erik Eriksson leads the Netherlands Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
French choral music at its best, performed by the Netherlands Chamber Choir under Erik Eriksson. You heard a short cantata about snow and cold in winter. 6 voice parts for mixed chorus. That was the music of Francis Poulenc. Music by one of my favorite French composers, William Bosniak, whose years were 1592 to 1641. He wrote some very fine motets, and the music just fills the mind. Jubilate Deo was written for Pentecost. The singers were the Counterpoint Vocal Ensemble from a 1984 CD. Now we hear some more music from a set of 8 French chansons by Poulenc, written during the years of 1945 and 46. These stories are about Margot, a beautiful young lady. We will hear the first 3. Margot goes to fetch water, the fair maid sits at the foot of a tower, and thrash the barley. Again we hear the Netherlands Chamber Choir, guided by Erik Eriksson.
Je ne sais où, garçon. Aïe, 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 c'est l'image.
Three French folk-like stories from the pen of Francis Poulenc, performed by the exciting voices of the Netherlands Chamber Choir with Eric Erickson in charge. Some stories about Fair Margot. Now we move back to a sacred piece, this time by a composer whose name is unfamiliar to you, Thomas Cochillon, whose years were 1505 to about 1557. He is considered to be a member of the Franco-Flemish school, and very little is known about his life except for that he was a priest and a member of the chapel of Emperor of Charles V. He wrote motets that exhibit much beauty. This is the story of Christ in the Garden of Eden, and he's asking, Adam, where are you hiding? Another story in song.
Oh.
Dum Dremelar Dominus, music from the French Renaissance composer Thomas Cuchulainn, and the story of the Lord walking on a cool day and called to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Must be sure to mention the wonderful ensemble that brought you this motet of life. The choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston, Massachusetts, was conducted by Edith Ho. This visit is called Postmarked France.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
That wonderful Ave Maria was by French composer Bosniak, whom we heard from earlier in the show, an encore from the Counterpoint Vocal Ensemble of France. The years for Franco-Belgian composer Henri Dumont were 1610 to 1684. He sang as a choir boy at the Church of Notre Dame. For a time, he was harpsichordist at the court of Duke Philippe, a brother of Louis XIV. From Dumont's Litanies to the Virgin, we hear the Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer, performed by Ensemble Dumont and directed by Peter Bennett.
Thank you.
From his Litanies of the Virgin, we just heard the Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer, by Henry Dumont. It was performed by the Ensemble Dumont, directed by Peter Bennett. The final work on this broadcast is titled Sacrificium Abrahae by Marc Anton Charpentier. He composed about 35 sacred biblical histories, essentially the same genre as an oratorio that had been developed by Carissimi in Rome in the middle 17th century. The texts were most frequently taken from the Hebrew Bible. The music generally consisted of solos and dialogues in the style of recitatives, in which the singers took the roles of characters in the drama, with the chorus acting as the narrator. There were no showy arias, but had deeply expressive sections that were immensely rewarding. Charpentier had a real gift of creating and managing dramatic tension through music. This is the story of Abraham, who was 100, and his wife Sarah, who was 90. Sarah came to Abraham to say that the Lord had visited her and that she would conceive a son. After the shock that she was to have a baby, Sarah and Abram said, "Let us rejoice, therefore, in the Lord." So here is Sacrificium Abrahae by Marc Charpentier and performed by Il Seminario Musicale, conducted by Gerard Lesny.
Exultat est coronatus, gratis est. Suspiras, cur non respondes, hic mihi. flamma.
Lieg nach Brocken,
et Brocken gladis.
Absit flictus,
questus absit. Letanis sasius, sitam,
have just heard Sacrificium Abrahe by Marc Charpentier, one of the many biblical sacred histories. This was the story of Abraham and Sarah and their joy when the Lord presented them with a child in their old age. The performers were the El Seminario Musicale, conducted by Gerard Lesny, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Postmarked France. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for another visit of memorable choral and vocal music of the highest caliber. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.